funk, so classic rock, metal, blues. Prince, absolutely Prince. My name is Jordan Butler. I first started setting up heavy sound in 2012. So you did the math. I suppose myself and my career are intertwined these days. My career is, how do you define it? It's music, it's youth work, it's community work. And for my early self, music was a really powerful tool for escapism that I used to just hide for the things that were negatively impacting on me as a kid. The older I got, the more I made emotional connection to music, the more trauma I experienced, but the less opportunity I had to access positive activities, particularly with music. So around about 13, I became homeless, and kind of around about the same time I'd really discovered hip-hop and rap, and that had a massive impact on me. It gave me a kind of new way of expressing myself with and through music, particularly lyrics. I suppose there's a wee bit of me in my career and a wee bit of my career in me. So the types of young people we work with are anyone. The whole idea of building relationships or trying to help people is that how do you judge somebody needs help? It all comes down to trauma, and nobody's safe for trauma. The way we usually identify groups to work with are through Children and Family Service, through secure units, youth criminal justice, high schools, various different organisations and services. And it's one of those things where we want to be inclusive, but not at the point of being exclusive. So we don't just work with young people from disadvantaged areas or areas of multiple deprivation or this or the next thing. It's very much where there's a need. We'll make sure we're in the places and working with the services where if anybody thinks they would benefit, we will be there, or we will try and be there to work with people. As people for our walks life, as human beings. And working in one of the secure units, this lass, again, extreme trauma, was always on the run, getting involved in crime and a lot of drug issues and that. And she came in on the first session, and when she was leaving in front of staff, she turned around and she says to the practitioner, "Thank you. I didn't want to kill myself anymore." Measure that. How you can't measure that, you know what I mean? And she engaged in the rest of the project. She stopped running away. Again, she stopped self-harming. She started addressing her drug use and her mental health issues through writing. She came to on her own terms. She decided that she wanted to go back to anger management. However, the youngest that we were working with in that particular secure unit was 10. He shouldn't have been in there. He was at so much risk being in foster care or being outside that basically there was never safe enough for him to be rather than in a secure unit. And one of the hardest things with dealing with that, I mean, just a child, just a baby. But because they were in the secure, I mean, they had open, they had residential where they lived in kind of wee houses around the school and that. But their bedroom doors were cell doors. Like, they were cell doors like you'd see in the police station. And kids, you know what I mean, children, 10 years old in there, made the, so it was, every time I finished, I'd go away. I still smoked at the time, I'd go away and I'd have to sit somewhere in the car. Usually maybe have a wee greet as well. But I'd sit in the car and I'd have to have a couple of fags and I'd have to just digest it and kind of try and process, because you went in and you take it all. You take it all in on yourself. And it was really difficult, but again, just, I loved them all. It might not be that they end up in with the justice system, but if they top themselves, if they hang themselves, if it all interlinks back in round about, so there's got to be a safety net. In the past year and a half, we've worked with probably more than 350 young people. And a total of that number, less than 10 have dropped off our projects. They have all more or less engaged throughout the entire projects, and for a lot of them beyond as well. We have 4 of them volunteering now. They're achieving awards for volunteering. They remain in contact with us. I'm going to one of their bloody birthday parties with my family next month, you know. It's amazing.
How rewarding is this job, Taylor, would you say?
It's the best.
You've unleashed. Unleashed expression in here. Unleashed expression. Ha 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 ha!